Rolling through a number of different things today. Lots of show, a lot of content, lots of different things to cover. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Let's talk some hockey. We're joined right now by a defenseman for the Nashville Predators. He is a three-time All-Star, a President's Trophy winner. On the season, 14 goals, 43 assists. 38th pick overall back in 2008. Nashville currently 3 points out of a wild card spot. They're at Chicago tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Roman Josi is my guest. Roman, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm good. How are you?
Good, great. Great to have you on. Thank you so much. You did drop a tough one to Carolina on Tuesday night, which snapped a three-game winning streak. You said after the game that it just was not a great performance by the team overall. When you get to a point in the season, this point, how important is it to be able to move on quickly from a loss like that and get ready for that next game?
It's really important. I mean, every game matters a lot right now, I think, for every team. And we're playing another Central Division in Chicago tomorrow, so I think no matter if you lose or win, you gotta move on the next day and focus on that next game.
Now, the last month, the team made the decision to move on from Peter Laviolette as head coach. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
To be honest, I was shocked at first. I mean, it happened pretty quick, and Lavi's been our coach for around 6 years now, and obviously he built a relationship with the coach, and he did a lot of good things for organization, so it came a little bit as a shock, and it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick, and it's got to be kind of a jarring thing, Roman. So as the captain, how do you go about handling that change with your teammates and making sure that everybody is locked in and dialed in? What was your approach?
Well, I think you obviously as a team, you talk a lot with the leadership group, and I remember it happened. I think it happened on a Monday, and we played the next day. So it was a quick turnaround. The new coach came in, Heinze, and talked to us for a little bit, and then it's just pretty quick goes back to business as usual.
Roman Josi joining us. All right, so what about John Hines? He's your new head coach. What kind of an adjustment process has it been like working with him, and what's he been like to play for?
He's been great. I mean, there's I think some changes in the system that we had to get used to after playing for Lavi for so many years, but he's a great coach. He's awesome, great guy. So I think you could see the past month we've been getting better in this system, and we're still trying to improve.
You know, Roman, getting that C on your jersey is such a unique thing in that game and in your sport. I know you take that role as captain extremely seriously. When you were coming up as a player, who were some of the captains that you learned from, and what did you learn from them?
In Nashville, I had Shea Weber and Mike Fisher as a captain who were unbelievable captains. I mean, I think the biggest thing I learned from them was just the way they led by example. I think every time you watch them come to the rink, they put in the work in practice, they put in the work in the games, and they're always the hardest working guys. And I think as a young kid, it's pretty special to see that.
Roman Josi is joining us. Now, the team itself went through kind of a tough stretch earlier in the season, but you've won 7 of your last 10. What has been the biggest difference on the ice of late?
I think just getting adjusted to the new system, and the consistency has been a lot better. The first, I don't know, 40 or 50 games, we played really inconsistent and had some good stretches in games, but then also had a lot of stretches where we didn't play well, and I think the past couple of games we've been playing more consistency and playing well for 60 minutes.
Now, you were named to your third All-Star game this year. I'm curious, what did the honor mean to you this time, and what's the All-Star game experience like for you? Like, are there other guys that you're kind of seeking out to talk to and hang out with? How do you approach that aspect?
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. It's a lot of fun, and it's every time you get to go, it's a huge honor, and every All-Star game was pretty special. I mean, at my first one in Nashville, which was obviously pretty cool, but there's so many good players there, and guys you know a little bit from the All-Star games, and it's always fun to catch up with them.
Roman, your offensive numbers this year are amazing, and you're getting a lot of attention as a potential Norris Trophy candidate. How would you describe your approach when it comes to the right balance between offense and defense and jumping into the play or not?
You're right. You gotta find that balance. I mean, you're as a defenseman, your main goal is to play well defensively. But I think my game. I want to jump up in the play. I want to create something offensively, and I think you have to find the right time, and you can't play offense either. So I think it's just a kind of a read on the ice when to jump up and when not.
I got to ask you, the fact that we're talking about multiple All-Star games, a potential Norris Trophy, this doesn't really come as a surprise to anybody who knows the career you've had, but you've said that growing up in Switzerland, the NHL seems so far away. What do you remember about the NHL when you were a kid, and what kind of thoughts did you have then?
I remember Don Cherry's videos. That's pretty much all we got when we were younger, and we didn't watch a lot of games, obviously. We saw a lot of highlights, but yeah, it was always pretty far. I mean, I grew up in Bern, and I used to watch my hometown team, and then all of a sudden there's some Swiss guys playing in the NHL, and I think you watched those guys, and yeah, came a little closer, and you saw as a Swiss kid that there's a way to make it to the NHL.
And then what about Mark Streit? Mark Streit makes it to the NHL. What did it mean to you to see that? I mean, did that make you feel like that was something you could do when you saw that?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I'll tell everyone, I think he opened a lot of doors for us young kids. I mean, he was, we had a couple goalies, but he was the first player who really made it, and he kind of fought his way up through the AHL and East Coast League, and I think that opened a lot of doors for us young kids, and yeah, our mindset kind of changed. Like I said, he was always so far away, but you saw him make it, and I think it gave a lot of young kids a lot of confidence.
Roman, one last thought. Whenever I talk to anybody involved with the Preds, they always talk about the city of Nashville. When the news broke that Nashville was going to be an NHL city, there was some skepticism, but the fan base there is absolutely amazing. What's it like to play in front of those fans in Smashville?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, if you ever have a chance to come down for a game on a Saturday in Smashville, it's pretty special. I think it's one of the loudest rinks in the league, and the fans are pretty wild, and yeah, like that cup run we had was unbelievable. The whole city was behind us, and it's a great special place. So it's a lot of fun.
What's it like for you to live in the Nashville area?
It's awesome. I mean, I got drafted 2008 and didn't know much about Nashville, but I think the first thing I always tell people it's unbelievable how nice people are in Nashville. They're really friendly, and yeah, this place really became home for me the last couple of years.
Nashville is at Chicago tomorrow night. They're 3 points out of a wild card spot. He is a 3-time All-Star. He is a President's Trophy winner and getting a lot of attention for the Norris Trophy as well. Roman Josi, my guest. Roman, thank you so much, and really nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Me too. Good to have you. Talking some Nashville Preds hockey. Coaching change there too. And they're playing well.